مرحبا، welcome to episode 70 of Creative Scene. أنا إليان جابر الهوست تبعكم. هذا البودكاست إنتاج حصري لبوديو. هل الإبداع فوضى أو الإبداع تنظيم لأفكارنا؟ بفتكر في عالم على الميلتين من هالسبكتروم. أنا وعم بكتب المقدمة كتير تذكرت الحلقة 65 مع الكاتب والبروديوسر نصري عطلة. الواضح أنه نصري بيأمن بالكريتيف بروسس تبعه، سو بالنسبة له هو تخطيط، هو نلحق فريمورك معين أو إطار معين يلي من خلال عدة تجارب منلاقيه أنه بيلايمنا وبيوصلنا على الهدف يلي بدنا نوصله. بس قبل هالإطار شو كان فيه؟ لنوصل أنه ننظم طريقة شغلنا بده يكون في فوضى. كيف نتعامل مع الفوضى كمان بيأثر على التنظيم يلي بنوصله. بخدع حالي مثلاً، لأني شخص مني كتير صبورة، أوقات الفوضى بتوترني، الفوضى بأفكاري، بصير مني قادرة أوثق بالبروسس أو بالمراحل إذا ما كنت معودة أقطع فيهم. بس كل مرة بصير معي هيك، بعدين بوصل مطرح ما أنا بدي، برجع بذكر حالي إنه كان لازم أوثق بالبروسس أكتر وأنطر وكون صبورة. يمكن هذه الجملة مش هين أعترف فيها، بس الإبداع هو organized chaos، فوضى منظمة. واليوم بالحلقة رح يكون معي منيرة الشامي، مصممة ومالتي ميديا أرتست من الكويت، ورح نغوص أكثر بهذه الفكرة. هاي منيرة، welcome to Creative Scene. قبل ما نبلش حديثنا منيرة، فيك تعرفينا أكثر عن حالك؟
Okay, my pleasure. I'm a multimedia artist and designer. معناته أشتغل with a lot of different mediums, a lot of different tools, and different concepts بعد. Old concepts, new concepts. As a profession, I'm considered a creative director. I plan out campaigns, events, visual identities. I'm more interested in my clients. Shwaya shifted towards becoming the production and entertainment industry in Kuwait. But من الأشياء اللي عندي يا I started freelancing من الجامعة and all the way up till now, and I've had different full-time employee positions with جهات مختلفة. يعني اشتغلت مع جهات حكومية، اشتغلت مع creative agencies، اشتغلت within the art scene and curation, and on the side, I've had my art pieces, my passion projects that I've exhibited here in Sedu House and Dubai. You can say like I've delved into very different markets when it comes to the creative scene, and I'm yet to know that ما أعرف شيء. It's so huge, and I'm still learning.
Nice. وقت نشوف your bio هيك لنفوت شوي بحديث الأبسود تبعنا اليوم. وقت نشوف your bio, your posts والكلمات اللي بتستعمليها، دايما في أضداد. بالبايو بتقولي رابط polished، تحكي كتير عن الorganization، بس بنفس الوقت الexperimentation كتير مهم عندك. الكابشن بوحدة من your post كانت she's an organized chaos. عبالي أعرف من وين إجا هالعالم، عالم الأضداد بحياتك، وشو الدور يلي بيلعبه الorganization بشغلك، وشو الدور يلي الفوضى أو الexperimentation بتلعبه بشغلك، وليش صار فيها الكومبينيشن، وكيف وصلتي له؟
That's a great question. It's true صج أنا in my work there's always an element of contrast. يعني وايد في points of tension I like to call them. لأن أنا عندي هذا اللي يجذب. اللي يجذب يا إنه يكون something that's complicated حتى لو visually it might be simple، يا إنه يكون شيء لازم تردين لأكثر من مرة عشان تفهمين، أو شيء that's very emotionally struck، يعني يطق على الوتر الحساس، هذا شيء ثاني، أو إنه يكون في a point of tension. يعني هذه الثلاث أشياء أنا أحس بال art world is what's effective. بس my focus is mainly it comes out emotional، بس it's the points of tension اللي I am interested in، وأحس يعني يثير التفكير، يثير الأسئلة، يثير ال parts of you اللي أنت يعني يمكن ما قاعد تفتشها عدل, ولا you don't want to tap into لأن عندك it's problematic ولا غلط ولا ما ينفهم شلون هذا يدخل بهذا. بس لأن هذا السؤال موجود, ليش ما نسوي شيء عنه؟ فthat's my approach when it comes to my art, when it comes to like following through the concept of a campaign مثلا. Starting off, I have to thank my parents. لأن صج with child a lot of things يون من الطفولة, ومنها كان وايد شيء أتذكره الحين, إن لما we used to sit as a family وايد كان عندهم to problem solve من وجهات نظر متخلفة, متخلفة عن يعني مختلفة عن عن اللي أنا قاعد أفكر فيه الحين. ف not to see something from my own perspective. فلما أبدي ب a project it يعني the concept وايد بسيط, يا أبدي ب something where the medium أختاره, okay let's say it's a painting, okay now let's choose a concept يمكن ما يمشي مع painting and what am I trying to say, or it's the opposite, عندي concept that's very old, نمط تفكير قديم بس ما حد جربه when it comes to 3D modeling, okay خنجرب. فI'm always trying to match, I'm trying to basically كنا اثنين عبالهم الناس ان هذول لا يمكن يتزوجون. ليش لا يمكن يتزوجون؟ ليش؟ لان يعني انتوا تحسون ان they won't work, بس that's because of your own information, not because صارت و it didn't work out.
Yeah, and basically this is creativity to هيك تجمع افكار يمكن بالنهار العادي ما راح تشوفيهم سوا.
بالضبط.
بس كمان عبالي اعرف شو يعني اذا بتفكري بكل الاشياء اللي بتعمليها during the day, شو الدور يلي your organized thoughts وطريقتك بتنظيم الاشياء شو بتعطيكي versus your chaos شو بيعطيكي, وين كل وحده بتلعب دور وباي مرحله يمكن من يمكن نهارك او من project معين.
Basically هو it's أريد وأقول الكونسبت وايد بسيط بس تطبيقه صعب. هو
دائما
بالضبط دائما تطبيق دائما صعب, easier said than done, everyone says that. بس هي الفكرة شنو, إن الفكرة is not to look at chaos و not to look at شيء إنه يكون فوضى as a negative, as شيء سلبي. هو مو شيء سلبي, أنا عندي understanding something إنه يكون فوضى يريح. شلون يريح؟ لأن when you say something is فوضى, you're giving yourself, you're allowing yourself to make mistakes. That mindset إن تدخلين a project ولا مشروع بنمط تفكير إن عادي إذا أنا ما عرفت شلون أسوي شيء, هذا will give you the confidence that will boost الشيء اللي أنت ممكن تسوينه وراح تسوينه أحسن. ف what you do is basically you set a system but you acknowledge, يعني تقولين حق نفسك إن الدنيا ترى مو system, I need a system to follow عشان أعرف متى أقوم الصبح, متى أفرش دروسي, متى I set a meeting. بس also إني أستوعب إن life is not systematic, it's not it's exponential, يعني الالغوريثم is not one that has an answer. ف why am I expecting a project to follow the same? I'm the human. Why am I expecting that the project will follow that rigid system? But I grew up, my parents, they were very militant. بيتنا كان عسكري. I'm very routine based. I'm very routine oriented. But at the same time, I would say free spirited. لأن I allow myself to make those mistakes and I systemize what to do if those mistakes happen or if those wrong turns, and I don't want to call them wrong turns, different course, when that happens, عادي, okay, different course happens, guess what, now I need to just make a new system. For that, لما تطبقينه على مشروع that's creative, it also starts to pour into your daily lives. You organize for your errands. يعني عندك مشوار تبين تروحين له. You organize for it, بس إذا ما صار عادي. فthat de-stresses you. De-stress شي سوي. If you're in a healthier state of mind, and you're in a healthier state of mind, معناته يعني literally physically your physiology is healthier. You make better decisions. Your immune system يصعد, your serotonin يصعد. فit's all a cycle. One feeds into the other.
قلت جملة كتير ذكرتني بش كنت عم بقول بالمقدمة. Experimentation بالنسبة لألي بتخوف. لألك ليش بتخوف؟ لأنه it's experimentation is always برات our comfort zone. وما بقول إذا منخاف يعني we're paralyzed, يعني ما عم نجرب إشي جديدة أو ما عم نظهر برات our comfort zone. We're doing this, بس we're doing this مع جايبين خوفنا معنا يمشي, يعني لنكتشف new territory. بس أنا عبالي أعرف من ملتك, أنت وقتا you're experimenting ما عم تعرفي شو عم, يعني شو معقول تتوقعي نتيجة, شو هي النتيجة اللي معقول توصلي له, كيف بتعملي مع هيك؟ أو يعني هل هذا الشعور بيكون أنت while you're doing something, while you're experimenting عندك هذا الشعور فيه شوية خوف, أو لا you let yourself go completely؟ وعبالي كمان أعرف شو تعلمتي من وراء الاكسبيريمنتيشن, انه ما بعرف صار في some sort of patterns او process طلعت منه؟
اكيد اكيد. You said something important, and it's the element of do I still do it بالخوف or let go. One of my best friends told me something مرة, قالت لي, كنت قاعد اقول لها انا بسوي شيء وما كان له علاقة بالديزاين ولا creative, قلت لها I'm afraid to do it but I have to. قلت لها I have to. كانت تقول لي well I'm not gonna tell you it's not scary, but you're just gonna have to do it afraid. That أنا هذه why it stuck with me. شنو معناته؟ معناته إن إحنا حاطين ببالنا a mindset ولا a mood أنا لازم أكون فيه إذا بسوي شيء. And that doesn't teach you a lot about yourself, and شوية يمنع أن تجربين some things. So the key to experimentation is to أن تفتحين مخك and allow yourself to do it in states of mind أنت مو مرتاحة لها. يعني أنا قاعد أشتغل وخايفة. أنا قاعد, يعني it's like someone who has a traumatic experience from driving, but he needs to drive, so he does. The same concept. We can apply to experimentation because it's so important, and I feel like لازم الواحد يدخله into their practice whether it's client based or not, لأنه يفتح that part of the brain. You just have to do it afraid, and it starts off like that. وأنا ما أقول لك إنه it's what's the word? It's not a linear process. هذا شيء وايد مهم, ناس لازم يفهمونه. ما تبدي إنه أنا خايفة وايد بعدين أخاف شوية بعدين هذا, لا. It's very, very highly, يعني يعتمد على أنت شنو قاعد يصير بحياتك emotionally, شنو قاعد يصير بحياتك professionally, what state of mind you're in. ف not to expect إنه هو شيء that's linear يخف مع الوقت, لا, you're gonna have phases. في ثلاثة أشهر أنا مطشرة الدنيا, confidence مليون, and I'm like working three projects وعادي ويلا واكسبرمنت, وأقول حق الكلاينت ترى ما أدري شلون بيطلع آخر شيء بس هاك sign the contract. You know, or في other moments اللي لا, كل decision أبوي توتر و يعني it's life or death وما أدري والكلاينت يبي باكر وما أدري شنو بسوي. ف it's just to be open in which you go through different mindsets and try the experimentation. وليش أقول لك مهم, it gets easier with practice, definitely. تعودين على نفسك شلون ممكن تشتغلين وأنا I'm nervous, شلون ممكن تشتغلين وأنا زعلانة, شلون ممكن تشتغلين وأنا I don't like the project. It can be as simple as that. أنا مو عاجبني project بس I have to do it. That is a form of experimentation. And why I urge it, even though the project is very simple, إن نجرب وايد أشياء لأن ما تدري شنو يطلع, and it's only practice. The more you get out of something, the more options you'll have. It's that simple. وأنا عندي, the more options you have is better when it comes to a creative process. And if you know, they're lucky enough in the, they're one hit and run, ويفوز. السالفة كلها عجيبة. أنا, I realized that for me only happens rarely and I like to experiment wide. فشنو, I like to go extreme, أطلع وأسوي وايد, and then I edit. Like I tell, even I tell the people I work with, go crazy, then edit, and then come back. طير, روح, وبعدين رد شوي شوي. لا تقول أنا بس أبي أسوي هالكثر, فthis is enough. لا. And how that turned into patterns is crazy. تعلمت عن نفسي وايد أشياء. لأن putting anything into experimentation معناته شنو؟ معناته you're putting it into practice. معناته قاعد جربين نفس الشيء كذا مرة. You know, يكون both qualitative and quantitative value. تعلمت عن نفسي إن أنا شنو ما أعرف مثلاً أبسط شيء. إذا أنا عندي meeting بعد ساعة ونص مستحيل أسوي شيء. لأن أحتاج big chunks of hours. إني I focus, I zone in, أركز على شيء واحد and I binge it. ثلاثة أيام أنا قاعد أشتغل على هالشيء. You know, and then I exit completely. And then work on presentations or work on meetings. So I started, that started to translate بحياتي إن أنظم أيامي as how I experiment and how I know myself. يعني I organize, I have dedicated days حق مشاوير. I have dedicated days where I'm zoning into a project, ما حط meetings. I have dedicated days where I have to work on something that doesn't have a deadline. You know, it's not client-based. It's just me drawing or me doing something. If that turns into something else, عجيب. Okay, great. But being disciplined in forcing yourself to experiment. يعني هذه بروحها it's a paradox. هذه تناقض. Yeah. Completely.
Exactly.
But to discipline yourself in it, you test things out and let go, is a beautiful marriage. يعني ما شلون أشرح how you learn more about yourself. And then doing it afraid is even more added value. But I would suggest, مثلاً, just off the bat, جربوا مع أشياء that are more personal, more passion projects عشان البجت for the client ما يهز.
That's exactly. هذا سؤال الثاني لأنه يعني هيك experimentation وقديش أخذتنا بهذا العالم, قديش you go extremes. إذا في client بدأ, إذا في investment, يعني الكلاينت حاطت مصاري بالدق, how can a client trust that a person ما بيعرف البروجكت لوين رايح؟ إنه بحس العالم they need their certainty. أنا عم حط an X amount of مصاري hoping for the result Y. بس yeah. كيف عم بتصير الشغل بينك وبين الكلاينت أو بالعكس بيجوا لعندك لأنه they want to go crazy.
Yeah. هو شوف it's a very sticky situation. يعني وايد من the clients there has to be a trust بالموضوع. And how I broke it down, يعني لأن أنا أحب أشتغل with systems. I don't يعني I are more drawn to projects that اللي فيها تسلسل. فusually they're in longer periods, يعني على مدى ثلاثة أشهر ولا 6 months, because I like building programs or مثلا a series. أحب إن I like to plant seeds and then give the pot to the client. and usually that makes it easier إن I break down the project into phases. On a logistical point of view, إن شلون ممكن يتسوى المشروع, إن I have phases with projects. نقعد أول شيء عصف ذهني اللي I like to call, it's literally brainstorming session.
Yeah.
لأن وايد مرات هو يقول أنا أبي 1-2-3 وهو ما يحتاج 1-2-3. لحظة شوية, يعني هد اللعب. أنت شنو تحتاج؟ What's the idea? What's the concept? You don't want a video, an animation, and a digital series. Until you want people to come to your restaurant. That's idea. You want to feed people good food. فلا تيجي تقولي أنا بفيديو عن أكل. قولي أنا أبي الناس تأكل. انا اقول لك اذا فيديو ولا بوستر. ف breaking it down into phases, شلون اشرحها ان let's start off by an awareness thing. ان انا ترى I'm legit, انا عارف شلون اطبخ. That's how does that work? Maybe it's a series of this. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of more work where تحطين له مسار A, مسار B, مسار C. If this works, ممكن نسوي كذي. If this works, ممكن نسوي plan B. And if this works, ممكن نسوي plan C. ف it is, يعني you're promising results, but at the same time, قاعد تخلين شوية freedom إنك تجربين different things. Mm-hmm. And if a client is not comfortable with that, then you set something solid and you go with it. تجربين the aesthetics while you go. وأنا I do it on the side with the clients that are more rigid, like corporations. شو أسوي معهم؟ أعطيهم بالضبط شنو they're going to get. 12 posts, their graphic, the background is photography, the animation هالكثر. I break it down, شنا تخطيط شلون أقول لك؟ يعني I hate that the first thing that came to mind was war. بس يعني تخطيط people, it's a system that people need to follow, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's an institution. It's it follows that analogy. بعدين شو سوي أنا on the side? I experiment بروحي. And if I see the project can go in a different way and it can be وايد أحسن, I pitch it midway. أقعد مع الكلاينت أقول له شوف ترى أنا شيء on the side شذي كنت قاعد أسوي. And putting out there the trust and telling them متى يريحون, و they actually listen to you لما تقولين له feel free to obey, say خلاص لا and this is stupid وخنكمل. Tell me, you don't want to do it? عادي. You have the freedom to say no. بس أنا بجرب لأن I'm excited. شو رأيك بدال ما نسوي كذي نسوي كذي؟ أقول لك most like 8 out of 10 times they say yes. لأن شنو أول شيء يشوفون إن أنت مشتطة وسويتي above and beyond and it's most probably something new in the market. فإف he's a risk taker راح يأخذه. And third, even إذا he didn't agree, أنت الحين عندك like kind of an archive of something that can be applied to another project.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this because عندي مليون file that looks like that, and I call it the dead babies folder. and it's literally a dead babies folder that has so many like different ways of application, whether it's mediums or concepts that were never used. بس متى أروح لهم when I'm stuck in a project and then something matches and then يصير wow amazing. عرفت لما تروحين a shop وتشترين a dress بس أنت ما عندك حفلة.
Yeah.
بس you know it's the best buy ever. And then you buy it and then literally like 2 weeks later you get invited and you're like oh my god I am genius. It's the same principle of that. And if you're working with a client that is very rigid, give him what he needs, do what you think is right on the side, and then pitch it. إذا صار, okay, وناسه, let's go with it. إذا لا, you have your own research that can go with it.
Yeah, awesome. وأعجد يعني نسمعك عم تحكي عن الموضوع, قديش you're excited وهيك, أنا تحمست أنه just give me a project.
That's, I mean, that's the thing, like when you, like, that's also another psychological element that I delved into in the feelings translate. فلما الكلاينت شوف ان انت مشتطة وهو يشتط. إذا الكلاينت شايف ان انت ماخذتها as something you need to get paid for, then he'll just talk to you because you're getting paid.
Yeah, yeah. والحبيته بالإكزامبلز يلي عطيتيهم, انه عطيتينا إكزامبل انه مطعم. ما عطيتينا أنه وقتا نفكر بإكسبرمنتيشن وإكسبرمنتال آرت أو ملتيميديا آرتست, منفكر أكثر أنه it's something related to art, it's something منشوفه بميوزيوم, منشوفه بمحل بس لنتفرج عليه, whereas عم تعطينا example كتير tangible, commercial examples إذا منا نقول actually to meet objectives, and that's what's nice about it.
إيه لأن أنا I'm a very firm believer, I love experimenting conceptually a way, like لما أحاول أشرح my side project and I'm trying to figure it out and make it fit into the world, نص الناس ما تفهم. And I love that in terms of that like art world, but that's a very niche market. It's a niche market with region. I'm also, يعني, I'm an advocate for don't live in the artist bubble, you know. And how to do that is to يعني, cherish your aesthetics when it comes to fine arts and خلي دشون the mainstream, خلي دشون the tangible, خلي دشون the clients that are actually paying you. You're not, you don't have like, you have, yes, you have grants that will like, that will give you the money to exhibit in a museum and to start a conversation about a certain controversial topic. Amazing. Yes, that's what you do. But then what is your day to day? You're probably a creative director. You're probably a freelance designer that's working on restaurants and presentations and أشياء حق الحكومة ولا أشياء حق هذا. So what does that look like? It's basically trying to mesh those two worlds. أنا if I want to create an impact, أبي أكلم اللي ما يفهمني. ما أبي أكلم أحد راح يقول لي عجيب. Yes, وأنا قاعد أسوي نفس الشيء. No, أنا قاعد أحاول أقنع الناس اللي مو فاهمة, اللي ما تدري عبالهم التصميم والإعلام نفس الشيء. That those are the people I want to talk to. فتكلمين الناس, the business owners, تكلمين the people that their audience is the mainstream, and try to talk and make them understand how important the creative aspect is.
Yeah, nice. إذا منتفرج على شغليك, منشوف okay. كتير styles. يعني I think هول ال different styles شوي بيجوا من قديش أنت you're experimenting, قديش عم تتعلمي along the way. بس عبالي أعرف هل في إشياء أو patterns أنت بتحسيون بيترددوا بشغلك أو بشدوك, أو أنت أكتر أنه free spirit وقت يبلش project تتركي حالك to go all the way regardless إذا في like شي يعني لقيت كل هول ال projects سوا أو yeah. لا بتفضل يكونوا كل حدا شيء لأنه you're experimenting something completely different.
ولا the mediums it comes out in, يعني ال يعني شلون يكون شكله in the end أو the tools I'm using وايد يختلفون. But there is a pattern اللي يجمع بين a lot of things اللي أنا يعني at least يعني أصلاً this is something recently اكتشفته. Because I like to work with systems, which what are systems? هي أشياء صغيرة تكون processes كبيرة. I noticed that is a pattern in and a characteristic على كل شيء أسويه, or تقريبا كل شيء أسويه. يعني when I draw or paint, like my favorite art movement is the Impressionist movement. I like the concept of small gestures creating a bigger picture, you know, small styles or repetitive movement. Repetition is a very huge part of a lot of my projects and a lot of my practice. Repeated things and seeing how things grow. In painting, I'm obsessed with the Impressionist movement, with my like freehand drawings. I draw things again and again and again and again, and I like to draw plants and botanical landscapes because I create textures out of repeating like pen movements with like design specifically and like creative output when it comes to design. أحب أشتغل على أشياء that are a series. I'm interested in shows, branding for shows, for شايفي تسلسل, شايفي, that's why I'm more interested in the entertainment and theater and like realm. I would say in I'll test out different mediums, but there's always a pattern of repetition. But in terms of يعني let's say categories why I have Arabic typography. I feel like it's like there's so much pioneering to be done. وايد في أشياء لحين ما فتشناها ما we didn't delve into, and then I try to tie that into my ongoing interest in art and tech and cultural elements. So repeat, one of my favorite art projects was a woven piece على Sedu. I used recycled clothing and I يعني كان process of نسيج, and I just wove a very big like 2 by 3 meter, and I say it's a canvas because I projected on it elements of like graphic elements that followed a song.
Nice.
And the graphic elements were also repeated. It created a pattern on the patterns that I wove.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always an idea that comes from what can I do repetitively, and that creates a pattern visually. What can I do repetitively that creates a texture? What can I do repetitively that creates a show? But that would be the underlying foundation. And then in terms of شنو آخر شيء هو, هذه where you, when you said, and do I let go completely? I let go completely. لأن ما أفكر, is it a poster series? ما أدري. Is it a 1 minute video? الله أعلم. Is it something print? Is it sketches أصلا؟ ممكن إنه يكون ما يخلص ever, which is like half my project اللي مو مخلصين. It is that. But allowing myself to let go in what it looks like in the end is the freeing part. The structured part is more the repetitiveness.
Nice. بحس إنه السؤال اللي جاية هلا مثل هو it's the normal سؤال اللي أي حدا معقول يخطر على باله. You're a freelance designer. وعم تفكر إنه it makes sense إنه you're a freelance designer. لأنه بحس بمحل تاني رح تكون مقيدة. سو عبالي أعرف منك هيدا الديسيجن كانت a conscious decision إنه أنت بدك تكوني freelance designer, لأنه بدك هالقد حرية and room for experimentation. وشو الأشياء يلي بتحبيها بعالم الفريلانس, شو الأشياء يلي بعدك لهلأ كتير بتستصعبيها؟
هو شوفي it's a conscious يعني هو اختيار, بس at the same time I was guided by whatever happened. يعني شنو عشان بس أمر through a timeline, I was working at a creative agency. Sorry, is the adhan? How did
no.
you want me to wait until it's over?
No, it's okay.
Okay. هو كان اختيار, yes, بس at the same time I was guided. يعني my professional practice started off freelancing in الجامعة, and then one of my clients as a freelancer offered me a job, but then I changed it completely and went with a startup, but it was also with a creative agency. And then I spent 3 years working at a creative agency, and it was client-based, and it was كان يحد, بس I was freelancing on the side so that I can test things out that are not client-based.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a creative director and when I was working as an employee. Honestly, I have to say, this is very important. You have to go through some form of mentoring in your early... actually, you should be a student your whole life, a student to yourself. يعني لازم تكون طالب مجتمع, طالب هيئة, طالب نفسك, كل شيء. بس in the early years, you need a form of guidance. ليش؟ لأن you learn شلون الناس critique you. Even if you don't agree with their critique, إذا أنت يعني نمط تفكير اللي قدامك يعني ما يوز لك, بس it's added value إنه قاعد تشوف هو شلون قاعد يشوفك. You start to learn how your work translates to people, whether, and when I say people, I mean both clients and your mentors, your employers. Being in a state where you're guided and you have an authoritative figure either as a mentor or as an employer is very important in your early work to learn about yourself. So I would urge to for people to have that experience. But I went through that experience and حسيت ان it's added value. مع ان من البداية كنت أدري ان أبي أسوي شيء more experimental, but I stuck with it لأن I saw the value in it. So I stayed there a couple of years, and then the company نفسها تغيرت, التوجه تغير, which gave me the green light to leave. I don't know if I would have left إذا التوجه ما تغير, because I was hustling both and reaching a breaking point, which does happen. Mm-hmm. فطلعت منهم and I started freelancing, and I've been freelancing for 4 years now, 3 years and a half, I would say. It's been a roller coaster of experience. But when I say freelancing, it's important to have retainer clients also, which are actually like kind of full-time jobs. فأكون أشتغل مع شركة or entity that I have a contract with. فالcontract's موجودة, whether you're a freelancer or not. فالidea, يعني, artists and designers like to romanticize the idea of a freelancer. يحبون يعيشون الدور إن هذه أنا أي مكان أقدر أشتغل وأسافر وناسة والحياة حلوة, بس لا, in reality, your finances aren't stable.
Yeah.
Clients easily end projects because you're one person. You can't work from anywhere, even if you think you can, because راح تعلمين عن نفسك إن أنت and you're more complicated than you think. For these things, people don't consider. They for looking at freelancing in a way where you still have a retainer client. You should have a retainer client that pays you a fixed amount every month, and you do A, B, C. And this presentation that I'm doing, and this covers that I'm doing, and this annual book you have to design. You know,
yeah.
And that's healthy. I'm saying it in a good way, and you should aim for that and then work on your projects on the side. It's not a complete free-spirited situation.
Mm-hmm.
But you tell yourself that عشان ترتاحين in both. What I would say in a nutshell, in a, I've worked as a full-time employee and I say I'm a freelancer now, but in reality, I do have one of my biggest clients now I'm on a contract with, and it's basically a full-time job. أداوم بأوفيس وأرد الساعة خمس.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say freelancing, it is a choice, but I urge people to understand that you're still kind of working within the system.
Yeah. So بيرجعنا هيدا على موضوع الحلقة يلي هو إنه you've created an experimentation بهيدا بالfreelancing world as well.
إيه.
لنختم الحلقة سؤال الأخير, شو بزد لك الإبداع على حياتك, أو إذا بدي هيك حور السؤال, why do you create?
That's a really good question. I guess I create to okay, so أنا أشوف الحياة in a very simple and complicated way. يعني this is it in itself a contradiction. يعني I feel like يعني كإنسان أنت a mix of two things. You're a mix of your experiences and your genetics. حلو.
ف
what I think life should be about, and this is gonna sound really cliche, but it's trying to take the impactful experiences that have affected you in a positive way, and acknowledging the physiology of جسمك وانت شلون what you got out of genetics, mix that in and try to make the world a better place. يعني take in the talents that you've earned, take in the talents that you've inherited, and try to basically plant the seeds. For this is why I create. Ana hiss in I was lucky enough to be born into a family that focused on creative expression. I was lucky enough to be taught in institutions where I امتصيت skills that fed into that creative professions. And اللي تعلمته إن I have like a skill set that can be impactful in a very, مثل ما أنت قلتي قبل, a tangible way. ف I create because it's, I feel like it's the core of what people should do, and what do they create? يعني أنا I create art because that's what's impactful. رحالة اللي يسافر, he creates experiences for people and that creates memories. A chef creates a physical reaction that leads to happiness when you eat something good, you know? So it's very much trying to basically have a purpose outside of yourself, but using yourself as a tool. But yes. I feel like my tools lie within the creative world, so I create for it. And then at the other end of the spectrum, it's a form of validation. Then we live in a human conscious world, seeking validation بكل أنواع, من attention, من what's it called, feelings, من يعني trying to tell ourselves that I am here for a purpose. If you do that both internally and externally, I feel like that's a wholesome idea that makes me create. يعني أنا, even when I do something مو حق ناس برا, what I'm doing is, God, I'm enriching myself to make myself better عشان والله أسلم على اللي باكر بشوف الصبح in a nice way. فهمتي؟ In a small sense, it's still creating something that's outside of yourself.
Awesome. Thank you كتير منيرة على وقتك, و thank you على الفرصة أنه نتعرف عليك أكثر ونتعرف على شغلك ونتعرف على الطريقة اللي بتفكري فيها. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, you're most welcome. That was so much fun.
إذا بدكم تفاصيل أكثر عن البودكاست, شوفوا الويب سايت creativescene.me وإنستغرام creativescene podcast, وشاركوا الحلقة لنوسع الحديث عن الإبداع بالعالم العربي. كان معكم إليان جابر, بشوفكم جمعة الجاية.